Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield, to Knightstown to Greensburg. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Decatur County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show. Hello, my name is Nigel. That's Hammer right over there with a special guest on the hotline.
He is the host of the Tony Kennett Cast, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock, right here at 93 WIBC. Also an investigative reporter at the Daily Signal, Tony Kennett joins us. Tony, you used to work in the education field. You've talked about that quite a bit. It's kind of your bread and butter. So what are you thinking when you see all of these spoiled, rich, trust fund babies on these college campuses talking about how America's the worst place in the world and we have to free Palestine?
I feel justified because I've gone around for the last couple of years saying that it's these rich, progressive goobers who have nothing to do. They have no church that they invest their time in. They don't have like a family that they invest their time in. They don't have any really meaningful way that they truly sacrifice for their community. So what they've decided to do is find some random weird conspiracy theory causes to get into so they feel like, you know, they've actually got some kind of purpose in living, because unlike the rest of us, they don't actually do anything that requires, you know, effort. So when I see the newest trend, which remember before it was that the white man is oppressing people of color, It was the white man is oppressing LGBTQ, now it's the Jews, ooh, and that's the new thing for rich kids to care about until they find a new prop to pretend to care about in another 15 minutes.
Well, you're right about not knowing what they're talking about half the time. I saw footage today of a reporter asking a protester and her girlfriend, why are you here? And the response was, and of course they were wearing masks, but the response was, I don't know, something with Israel. I wish I was more educated.
Again, this is the idea of the conspiracy theory. I don't mean conspiracy theory as like verifiable things, such as though the federal government intervened in trying to censor things on social media regarding the 2020 election. I mean like, well, have you ever noticed, and they always look around, that this certain demographic of people is in control of everything? And there's not actually any kind of data or evidence that supports there being some kind of secret cabal of white men or super Jews or whatever, but they show up on campus ready to protest because they believe that because they saw a tweet that, oh, there's a genocide of 1.3 billion Palestinians, that somehow gives them the right to keep Jews off of campus. It's the weakest form of political involvement. It's pathetic.
But where are they getting this from? It's the professors, right?
It is. Again, and I made this point as well, that in the 1960s and 70s, there were these Marxist professors who came up with the idea that every single person is either an oppressor or the oppressed. And based on what you looked like and based on what religion you were either someone who was under the thumb of the big bad wolf or you were the big bad wolf yourself. And this Paulo Ferrerian idea, which eventually became DEI and critical race theory, has just bled into every aspect of politics, period. And I mean, goodness, even the president of Columbia University, 2 weeks after 9/11, was making excuses for terrorism on film. It's disgusting.
All right. So if you're telling me that these professors have a big hand in creating this monster, whose responsibility, whose job is it to cut the head off the snake and end this stuff? Is it the president of the university? Is it the president of the United States? Because I got to be honest, Tonus, I heard Joe Biden this past week basically say there's very fine people on both sides. It's not a real strong message of leadership.
I seem to remember that the last time in this country that individuals based on what quote unquote race or ethnicity they were not allowed on a college campus. I remember Eisenhower sending in the National Guard. So if we're talking about who can stop this today, Biden can send in the National Guard because students are being racially discriminated against in this country. And I hope, well, it's a private university. I'm sorry, you do not have the right to bar Jewish students from entering an area that they have a right to be in based on their paying to go to that university. That ain't a thing. The university president, obviously, could end this tomorrow. I say that this is more of a consequence of past actions. Guys, this is what happens when you don't spank your kids. This is it. Wow. If you are a parent, don't actually set standards. This is what you get.
Tony Kennett with us, host of the Tony Kennett Cast. So while Joe Biden's kind of wishy-washy on what's happening on these college campuses, he was pretty damn strong in making sure that men can compete against women with his thoughts on Title IX.
It is something that makes my blood boil than anything else. When I was in Dallas, we did an episode on this because the idea that we would now require schools to allow any boy who just says he's a girl. That's the standard now. If one day you just say you're a girl, a staff member or a student who is a boy can go into a girl's locker room and sit there and just watch whatever they want. And if you complain about it, your school loses federal funding and will likely be investigated for violating Civil Rights Act. My God, we do not have dystopian novels that actually quantify how horrific that is for our young ladies.
How was he able to just go in and do that and change it?
Well, I mean, if you have these bureaucratic organizations, Nige, who Congress gave all of this power over your life as a member of the executive branch, they get to pass regulations. They're not laws. See, the DOE just passed this regulation. Yep. They changed something. And so then you're screwed.
Let's bring it close to home here. Update on a story we had last week, I believe, with you. An IPS school system having fight clubs in their classrooms, and it was all caught on video, and these were little kids. These were like 7 to 8 year olds, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And now the update is, did you see that the Indy Star actually, you know, credit where credit is due. Indy Star had a great article about the update, is that IPS never informed the police about these fight clubs that were going on. They just handed it over to DCS, and they thought that was good enough.
Amazing how that happens, that after I made the case that, no, Superintendent Alicia Johnson does not care about children. They don't actually care about making sure that children at IPS are safe. They do not care about actually making sure that kids can learn in a safe environment. And it's all a big political game show for them. And this restorative justice, which again thinks that if you suspend a student, you're contributing to the student prison pipeline, or if you involve the police, that police are somehow going to give kids trauma. I'm sorry, if there's an assault on campus, you need to report it to police, because that's what the law is for, guys. It is not worth putting students at risk. But I mean, hey, I as much as I hate to say it, give me another coin for the Tony Kennett was right jar, because my God, I'm getting tired.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but the video that was captured was from the teacher herself, and one of these students that was, again, around, you know, 7, 8 years old, was special needs.
All I can say is that filming students doing something illegal is in and of itself illegal. And also, I think it's like 4 different statutes in the state of Indiana were violated by that act alone. Now, if I was some kind of a lawyer at a school, let's say I was a lawyer at IPS, I would want to inform police so that I wasn't liable, because by not informing police, IPS is now liable for any and everything that a parent claims. So, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
So this may be a question that you don't know the answer to. I don't know. It might fall in the category of legal stuff. But when this gross story happened at Brownsburg, we knew who those teachers were. We saw photos of those teachers. They were plastered all over the news. How come that hasn't happened here?
Well, all I can tell you is that it seems in this situation that when you have a history of hushing things up, and credit where credit is due, these suburban schools really don't have a history of hushing stuff up. That's not how education has traditionally been done in the United States. But these inner city schools, however, that have been doing whatever they've wanted for the last 4, 5, 6, 7 decades. And by the way, I am not the only one saying this. There are very far left-leaning former teachers at IPS who have said the exact same thing. That district is used to covering stuff up. That is the most corrupt school district in the state of Indiana. And yes, I'm very well aware Gary exists. It is disgusting.
I think part of that Indy Star article, that update, was IPS allowed the teacher to resign. And since the police weren't involved, there were no charges filed. So we don't know who this person is. And they're allowed to keep their teaching license as well.
So the Department of Education, so let's shift to what can be done. Jenner can order an investigation. She can. She has the authority as the state superintendent under the Indiana State Constitution, as well as the laws currently on the book in the state, to order an investigation and reveal the identity of that teacher. If she doesn't, she should be canned immediately. That is one of the only useful jobs for a state superintendent with her kind of authority. Tell us who this nasty, disgusting creature is so they can face justice.
Tony, what are you going to be talking about tonight on your show, and what are you writing?
We have all kinds of exclusives from around the country in Fairfax, Virginia, where they're doing a drag musical for students. In Seattle, anti-Semitism. I mean, schools are just full of garbage. So I'm going to make fun of it on national radio because, you know, why not?
You can find him on social media at The Tonus, and check out the Tony Kennett cast tonight, 7 o'clock, right here on 93 WIBC. Tony, thank you, man.
Thanks for being the best, guys.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.